dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career,
Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, Jack and Samora and Terry Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wish with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, 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 by the radio, to come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at a Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. It is another beautiful Monday. It means it's a new start of the week. And every Monday, we bring you the hot After Dust Monday edition of the show, man. So, big ups. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Thank you. But, yes, man, today's show, man, is the last week of the illustrious Dust Model Month. It's the fifth annual celebration of that, and it's definitely been a very great movement, man. Appreciate everyone that's supporting us throughout these years, and you know, we always try to bring you some really heavy hitting stuff going on throughout this whole entire month, and I hope a lot of you taking notes whenever you listen to these shows, because a lot of these people, they come on and they share some very vital information as far as if you're in the industry, and not just as a model, but if you're trying to be in particular other parts of the field, like photographers, stylists, whatever, they give you some very key things to know to live by. So definitely make sure if you ever miss the shows, you can go back and listen to them at blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. Also, make it easy on yourself. When you go to that, you can also hit remind and hit favorite or follow, excuse me, follow the show. Yeah, follow, of course, is how you sign up. It's not going to act crazy when you sign up, and it will send you reminders whenever the show is coming on. And it won't, and what we do is it sends reminders to you the day of the show and right before it, so it doesn't burn barge with emails. So, yes. Some other great stuff, man. Definitely want to definitely get out there for the team. I'm going to definitely show some love to one of our great sponsors, and that is over at audible.com. You can actually go to them and get a 30-day free trial for free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/CEDJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And they have over thousands upon thousands of titles to choose from, and whatever genre of your picking, man, definitely listen to it and check it out. It's a great alternative to literacy, and if you can't necessarily read all the time, you have audiobooks that allow you to still get enriched with literature, but just in a spoken form. So definitely check it out. All right, so on today's show, we'll be having on here in a bit to continue this fifth annual Dust Model Month. We'll be having natural hairstylist and instructor, Isis, who will be stopping by. And she'll be talking about how she has innovated the natural hair world, all while connecting to African history. She'll also be talking about her 2014 Naturally Isis Natural Hair Parade and Festival, which the grand marshal of this festival will be Erykah Badu, and which just the event raises awareness to the African beauty standard. So I can't wait to talk to her. We'll be going a little bit about that on the show. And, man, just can't, man, can't wait. And I'm going to go ahead and put something on the chopping block right now you know, a lot of y'all been keeping up within the news. I know, there's so many things going on. It's like, how can you keep up? But heck, you just gotta swim through it. I just can't believe. I mean, and a lot of people, and I made a statement with this earlier. Just because I don't mention everything, every case or whatever, does not mean I don't care. I still care. And I still, and my thing is, I'm the obligation to put a complaint out there. The best thing you can do is actually get in the trenches and do something about the things on a consistent basis. Don't just wait and have it, and think just because you don't, and people don't think just because you don't post and it's obviously not in big numbers that nothing's getting done. As long as you are a group of people band together and stopping stuff, then it will stop. But you have to continue to do that. And just be real, everyone won't get in these big millions of bunches to keep going to every entire issue. If that was the case, no one would ever sleep, and we wouldn't really have time to address every one of them. So I just say this. In your area, if you find something going on, you need to take accountability and stand for that. You know, that's what I definitely tell you. Help stop the service in your own backyard. Have people band together in your own backyard and stop that stuff, man. But this one is definitely making headlines here, man. The fatal shooting of Renisha McBride, 19-year-old African-American woman, which this shooting occurred on November 2nd, 2013, last year, in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. On November 15th, 2013, Theodore Wafer was charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter, and possession of a firearm during commission of a felony. Wafer has stated that the shooting was accidental and that he thought his home was being broken into. McBride had a BAC, blood alcohol count for those of y'all keeping up, of 0.218, which is 11 times the legal limit for minors, and was unarmed. His trial began in June 2014, still going on, and the shooting prompted some to claim her death was a result of racial profiling. Wafer denies this allegation, and Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy said that the decision to charge Wafer has nothing to do whatsoever with race of the parties. Okay, so I want to kind of go on that, man, before I go into a music break. And, you know, get into more flow of the show later on, is we have to continuously address this. Now, as far as race, I tell you what my thing is, I am so tired of people continuously with this nonsense of shooting people because they felt that they were a threat. And, you know, before you assess what's going on, you shooting to kill, not shooting to protect, to defend. It just baffles me that it's always the case in which you go for is just hurry up and figure out a way to take someone's life. And a report, and apparently, what ended up happening during this whole entire thing, somebody actually got struck by a parked car, and she was trying to find someone to help her out. And it was just crazy, man. So, you know, she's knocking on the door. And when you're in pain and stuff, whatever, and you knock on someone's door, guess what? You're going to be knocking frantically. So instead of let's go ahead and shoot someone, why don't you find out what's going on first? The woman was banging because, obviously, if you had, like, a light on, had TV on and stuff, you were probably in the house. I don't know as far as that, but that's kind of stuff I don't know. I wanted to speculate completely, but just going off of the little things. First thing you think you do is shoot someone. And a lot of people don't understand why people are so strong on taking away guns. Then I kind of feel them on that because people are so quick to just shoot people instead of finding out what's going on, because that's the easy way of handling things. Shoot first, ask questions later. Like, we got to get out of this mind state, man. It's ridiculous, and it's continuously taking away people's lives who don't deserve to die. It's just ridiculous. We really have to stay and take a stand and realize one day them dang guns got to sit the heck down, because that takes away so many people's lives every day. And it's always people complaining and watching all the time about why you try to take away our Second Amendment. Well, the First Amendment's always, freedom of speech is already being taken away from people, and it's less dangerous than a freaking gun. Because seriously, you know, they just say sticks and stones might break my bones, but words never hurt me. And in the day, words they can hurt you. Yeah, they'll hurt you to an extent, and some things are unjustly, but a person hurting you 10 times worse. So if you think that a gun is the answer to every problem, like, you're sadly mistaken, and that's what part of the problem is, and a lot of things are going on, that some people think that shoot first, ask questions later is always the way to go. It's not. I'm sorry to tell you. All right, we're going to go ahead and go into this track by my girl, Red Shades, The Real Definition of Life. After that, we'll be back to the show, and we'll be having the beautiful, talented Isis in the building.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'll be troubled and bothered and scorned by your love,
of the good life, some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall, like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall, thinking that ball field and rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green, like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words in the making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget, we fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance. I'm saying,
life for granted. You know, life's too short. Don't hold grudges. And don't be materialistic. It's not worth it. Because in the end, none of that's
Hi, welcome back, everyone. That was my girl, Red Shades. That was Real Definition of Life. I thought that was very fitting, considering the nature of discussion we just had right before the music break. So definitely thank you, Red Shades, for always having that music that just really goes in unapologetically. Yes. Oh, my God. And I will go a little bit into my take on Renisha McBride case later on in the show. I will definitely be doing that. But before I do that, I want to go ahead and welcome to the show here in a bit. I'm a very special guest. So hold on. Stay tuned. And reminder that this Friday that I was having a brain fart when the first was. This Friday we're actually having a new issue of Human Canvas magazine will be out this Friday. Make sure you cop it. It always launches on midnight of Central Time. So it'll be 1 by the time it is on Eastern. All right, so I see my special guest in the building. I'm going to welcome to the show very talented and very humble woman who definitely is on top of her game when it comes to the natural hair industry and understanding the history that goes behind it. So welcome to the show, the beautiful, talented Isis.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Welcome, man. I'm glad to have you. You know, it's good to have this interview. You know, you're one of the people responsible why my hair be on point. Because, you know, I got some of your products and I use it safely.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The lemongrass. I'm so addicted to that lemongrass. Like, the smell of it is good, and it works wonders.
It does. But thank you for saying that. I think everyone needs to know about the Sisters of Isis Holistic Beauty line. It is very medicinal, and everything we do works with the blood. And anytime you can cure the blood and put the right nutrients in it, your hair will grow and everything.
Yes, I completely agree. It's, you know, I was already taking care of my hair naturally, and before I even got a hold of your products, but getting a hold of your products has made it easier, and it's great to know that somebody in my area has something like this so I can support them. Because then when you get it from the source, you don't get all these tainted chemicals that a lot of these companies do in these stores.
Right. That's
and then
right.
Put
that's
our face
right.
On the front of it.
Right. I was just checking out earlier all the cultural bandits that we patronize in this country when we are buying beauty products like Always Natural Hair and Black Opal. You think these things dark and lovely. You think these were companies that were black owned, but they're not. You know, as much as we give to Vaseline, you know, we try to reach out to these corporations and get them to give back. So I was just looking at that, and that's what I teach in the school, too, so that we could be familiar with the cultural bandits or the culture bandits that are out there making all the billions of dollars off of us loving, you know, cream of nature and running to the store for Johnson products and things like that. So, yeah, I would love for everyone to know about the Sisters of Isis product line, most definitely.
And you just touched on something, which is why the one thing I like about you a lot is more than just about, hey, I'm just putting out hair products, or, hey, I'm just trying to make a quick buck off of doing natural hair. You actually tie history into what you're talking about, because in order to understand it, in order to understand natural hair at its root, you have to understand the history behind it. And that's what I like about you. You always talk about that. So how important is that people know the history and kind of give everybody a little taste of the history that goes behind natural hair?
Well, your African hair, and I try to make a distinction because a white woman,
yes, different.
And a Hispanic woman and an Indian woman with no chemicals standing in the middle of me with African hair will not will all be natural, but will not be treated fairly. They may be able to be treated with dignity and respect, but my hair is natural, and because of the way it curls and coils, I might not be getting the same type of respect. So I like to make a distinction between natural and Afro, or natural and African. Those two things are different. Yes, they are chemical-free, but the original hair is the coily, kinky, woolly, spirally hair. So I try to teach the children that so that from birth they'll understand the power of their antennas. And then when they are in the midst of people that do not look like them, they can stand proudly and be respectful and respect themselves in racial history. Like, that's who we are. We have curly, kinky, coily hair. And in racial history, if we respect our curls and our coils and our kinks, then everyone else will. And even if they don't, at least you will know who you are. And that's the most important thing. We have to teach the children from birth who they are. And I said a lot, but I want to make sense with that. You know, I taught my children from birth that you are the original. You know, everything comes from your curl and your coil. I curl coils just like all of nature. You know, we are the superior humans. You know, we are humanity. You know, we are human beings. We are the original beings. So when the kids understand that, you know, the color of their skin is understood, the size, the width of their noses are understood, you know, the coils in their hair is understood, because they will understand that they are the original source of all beauty aesthetics.
Yes, because I know one thing I get driven nuts by so much is, you know, and this has been going on for years upon years, I hate that phrase, ooh, she got good hair. What the heck is good hair? Like, it pisses me off every time when they say that and what that connotation means. You know, and, well, how do we sit down and have discussion, not just with, or within ourselves, but have a discussion with other people who might not be of color, of getting them to the understanding of what's the true definition of good hair.
Like, there's no true definition of good hair, like there's no true definition of European originating before Africans on this planet. You know, the way that we look at it, we think that they are the original ones because they had to twist it and they had to turn it and they had to change the story around because genetically they feel inferior. So there's no such thing as good hair. That's just something that the inferior one wanted to make his children understand, because really when you don't produce melanin, everyone knows that you are abnormal. So those that are abnormal have to make us believe a lie and have to turn it around, because then our kids will be powerful and there won't be a such thing as economic castration, and they'll be creating jobs for themselves, and we'll be having our own stores and our own, you know, communities, and they will be strong. So there's no such thing as, you know, good hair. It's original hair. And once we learn to understand and respect who we are, then everyone else will understand and respect who we are. Everybody understands it from an inferior perspective. And that's all the Europeans are giving, all the powers that be are giving us their fear. They fear African hair and big noses and lips and dark skin. They fear that. So when you fear something, then you try to turn it around and make those children, those ancestors that are coming, feel that they are the ones that are without. But, you know, history has shown us, you know, everywhere they go in the world and they dig, you know, and they dig up our remains and they dig up statues of us, you see us. Something of us is there, you know, red man, black man, you know, yellow man. And so they know that, you know. And so when our kids understand who they are, once we begin to love who we are and understand that from birth, we won't be in the predicament we're in. Because when we had the hair that we have now, and I'm not talking about those that are creating products that you just put on and you shake and you go. I'm not talking about that instant hair that everybody is marveling over, you know, that hair that's being talked about and those products that are being sold. I'm talking about kinky, tightly textured, woolly hair. Back in Africa, that hair was superior. I mean, we loved our hair and our big noses and big lips. So when we talk about untangling the roots of black hair in America, we're talking about how black hair in this country was enslaved. And when you talk about the inferior seed that was passed down from generation to generation, then you talk about a child that when she's in her, out of her element, she doesn't understand that she's original. She doesn't understand that her clothes are beautiful because she's out of her element. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to untangle the roots of black hair one baby at a time.
Now, as far as a person, now let's say there's people who's out there who are starting to awaken themselves and realize, okay, wait a minute, I'm no longer going to continue to live the status quo lifestyle with my hair. How does one, what first steps does one take to, in order to get their hair back to its Afrocentric roots? Like, what steps, products and everything, what steps do they need to take to get back to the point of feeling comfortable with themselves and, you know, those Afrocentric roots that, you know, that they'll know to learn and grow and to love the season?
I think about how we are being bamboozled on every level. And the church, how in the southern demographics here in this country, the European comb hung from the front door of every church. And if your hair was did not pass freely through the comb, you were denied membership of that church. So if the church is not teaching the dietary laws of God, people can't get back to healthy hair because the follicle is the pocket where everything sits. And if your oil glands are depleted, and if your blood is contaminated, and if your skin is plagued with eczema and seborrhea and psoriasis, you can't get back to natural. It starts inside. We have to eat for our beauty. And if the church is teaching us to eat some chitlins and hog maws after church at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's okay to, you know, have high blood pressure and be plagued with all these different diseases, then we'll never get back to the essence of holistic living and life. It's about what we do inside out. A cream of nature ain't going to fix the problem. Miss Jess's ain't going to fix the problem. Carol's daughter ain't going to fix the problem. What we have to do is start cleansing the blood with herbs. We need to go back to being healers. The first doctors were women. We have to go back to the basics. That's how you get healthy hair. Make your products at home. Why do you drink milk? Milk is to be used for cleansing. Why do you eat mayonnaise? Mayonnaise is used for conditioning. Why do we use lemons? Because lemons are good for conditioning and creating, restoring the pH balance in the hair. So when we eat all these other things and we eat all these other foods, our bodies become acidic, and then we can't get the true health, the optimal health that we are desiring. So I'm really trying to impress upon the church to really learn more about African hair and African hair heritage, because it's important that our people get off that operation table. Get off of that stuff we're taking. You don't have to take that stuff if you just live naturally. And that's what we want to do. We want to go back to Mother Earth and live natural.
And you know what? Because it's funny that in the Bible, too, there's so many things that lead back to telling you what to eat. They tell you about clean eating, and for instance, like a lot of people that eat, they love red meat to death. They will, you know, they will die by red meat. Like, don't understand how you can't eat red meat, man. Because I gave up that. Said, no, I only drink water. I drink like juice here and there, but only drink water. And just my food. Like a lot of people don't realize, that your hair is affected by what, like you said, by what you eat. Because I noticed that I've been drinking more water, and I've changed what I eat. It feels like the texture of my hair. That's helped my texture of my hair as well, because now it feels more fortified, and the texture of it feels so much better now because of what I eat. And I don't have that, all these nasty oils coming from that food attaining into my hair.
Yes. We have to eat for our beauty, and we have to teach that to our kids, because we think that, you know, someone else is going to take care of our kids and they're on sugar. You know, we got to get them off these drugs. And sugar is one of the, you know, our number one legal drugs in this country. So if you eat sugar and you eat, you drink dairy and you eat ice cream and you're constantly eating fast foods, and your hair is going to be brittle, it's going to break, you're going to get eczema, sometimes you develop lupus and all these other things that are manifesting in your bloodstream. We don't need anything but the natural way of life. God has equipped us with everything. We are the healers. We are the healers. So we just got to get back to basics. You know, that's what I teach in my school. You know, I'm so honored to have the community in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to help me sustain my livelihood for all these years and to raise 5 children. And I'm telling the world out there, thank you. Thank you. I feel like the Koreans right now. Thank you for helping me to sustain my livelihood. And that's why I'm fighting for you. That's why I'm fighting for economic liberty in this community. That's why I'm fighting for great freedom. That's why I go to jail, to fight for the right to do what is indigenous of you, what's natural of you. I mean, we shouldn't be fighting for civil rights. It's human. It's human rights. I have the right to twist, lock, and braid hair without the impediment of the government. I have the right to train my community on natural ancient hairstyling without the impediment of the government. And that's what my lawsuit is about. I have the right to teach braiding and give licensing in my school without having to go to a barber college and pay you $25,000 to be able to own a school that comes natural to me. I could be in my bathroom teaching braiding. I could be in my kitchen teaching braiding. I can be on the front porch teaching braiding. And you're telling me that's incorrect? No, it isn't. That's my way of life. And my natural way of life, and that's what I want to give to the next generation. So I'm going to make sure that once this lawsuit is won, I'm looking for young people to come and sign up for my classes, because people call me all the time saying, oh, I want to get a certification license from you. And I tell them, well, if I come and take your class, will I be able to go open up a school? I'm not the government. I teach ancestral braiding history, and it has nothing to do with Europeans. So I'm saying, if you want the education, then you come to the Institute of Ancestral Braiding. Then you can go to the government and get a license or whatever they are demanding that we give them. But if you go get the license, will you still know how to do ISIS locks? Will you still understand lock tightening? Will you scalp cleansing? Will you still understand eating for your beauty? No, because these people don't care if we live or die. What do they care if you're eating correctly to save your blood? They don't care. Our kids are plagued with alopecia. That's what the whole parade is about, to talk about the ills that are plaguing our community. We don't have to be plagued with AIDS and alopecia and sickle cell. But we are, because we are hyped up on all this red, green, and gold and all these different colors that are confusing us and making us think that we want some fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to throw some tough one at you. And now you're going to go, oh, really? Did you throw that question at me? But, okay, out of all the hairstyles you've done throughout the years, I'm limiting you to three. That's how I mean I'm going to be. I'm limiting you to three hairstyles. What are your three favorite hairstyles that you have done and why?
What are my three hairstyles that I've done what?
What are your three favorite hairstyles that you have taught and implemented in your school, and why are they your favorite?
Okay.
So I know that you've done many of them. So what are your particular, what are your favorite ones out of all the ones you've done? Because I've seen some that, it's some I have, particularly my favorite that I like, that I've seen.
Okay. My favorite ones, I'm gonna talk about the first favorite one, is adornment, African adornment, and adding extensions, because that's very ancient, and it goes back to ancient Ethiopia, and it goes back to ancient Kemet, and it goes back to ancient Africa. That's one of the things that we did, was adorn ourselves with extensions and yarns and linen fiber and things like that. But the reason it's my favorite is because in the school we teach weight compatibility. So when you see someone with braids and it looks like they put a whole lot of molecular fiber on your natural hair strands, I can immediately tell if that stylist was educated and understood weight compatibility, or if it was someone that was educated through the Institute of Ancestral Braiding. That's one thing I like to talk about in the school, and that's one thing that I make sure that all of my students understand, weight compatibility. The second thing I love is the Erica Baidu braids. I like to talk more about the soft stroke of the braids, because we handle our hair so roughly. We don't love ourselves. We sit in the chair and we lie and say, oh, it doesn't hurt. You can braid it as tight as you want to. Oh, that's okay. It's got to be pulled real tight. But that's why we have alopecia, and that's why we've lost a lot of our hair, because we don't even respect the fact that you do hurt. You feel that pain. So the braiding that I do for Erica is called a soft stroke braid. So the braiding, the weight of the fiber is smaller than the amount of hair, of her hair, that I pull out. And once the braid is added on, it's added on like an invisible braid. What we mean by that, her own hair is plaited first, and then the hair that I use is weaved through her hair. So this is really excellent for children. So you take the tension off the roots of the hair, and you just add the fibers in as you go. And it's a very soft stroke, where a lot of times you see braids, you can tell that they're false, or you can tell that they've been extensions have been added, because there's such a tight stroke. And Africans braid very, very tight. Everything about them is tight. I'm going to pull your hair so tight until you don't have any more hair. So those are the things that I love to do. And then the other thing is that I love to do is scalp cleansings. Scalp cleansings are done with the Sisters of Isis products, and I use these products to get rid of anything that's living on the scalp. Okay, we take the shampoo, we mix it with peppermint and eucalyptus, and the men love this. You clean the scalp, you get rid of all of the buildup and all of the dandruff and anything that's living on the scalp. So those three things I like to do, and I like to teach a lot. So there you go. They don't teach that in big school.
Yes, with that shampoo, woo-wee. That shampoo, I'm not first using shampoo. I remember talking. I remember the day. I still remember the exact date I used it. June.
You didn't
3rd.
Get it in your eyes.
Oh, no. I was still smooth with it, but June 1st, 2013, first time I used it.
2013.
And I was like,
shampoo,
yeah.
The lemongrass or the tea tree?
Woo, we the lemongrass. It's that smell. It just smells so good.
Yeah,
now my mom uses the tea tree. She uses the tea tree product.
Tea tree line, yes. Well, you can get the Sisters of Isis products at naturallyisis.com, and you can come by here and get them. Most of these products have been copied by other manufacturers that graduated from my school. So those people are selling them for $15, but here at the Institute we get them for $10. So, you know, I just want people to enjoy the lightness of this product. It hydrates, it moisturizes, and it cleanses the scalp. And the product is very, very light. A lot of people are getting away from shampoo, and they're co-washing. So these products that I manufacture, you can use them as co-washes, and you can use them as cleansers for your scalp. So the Sisters of Isis, all products are natural, made at home by me and my children, tea tree line and the lemongrass line. And love for you guys to go out and order online, naturallyisis.com, or take a trip here at 2642 South Beckley. I'm always open. This museum is for you. We're going to leave this museum here for our community. That's what we're going to do. And have some Naturally Isis salons all over Texas. How about that?
Yes, that's, I'm down with it. I'm down there all day long.
You want to own one? Would you like to be the franchise of a Naturally Isis salon?
Hey, I'm thinking about it. You know, the products, the products have me sold alone. And I just, like I said before, it's good seeing someone have, you know, not just in the store, trying to rush to the store and just throw any type of products in front of us and put a black face on it and say, hey, this is good for your hair because it's a black person in front of it. And, you know, it's some and it's sad to say some of those commercials are played on BET and stuff, and it's sad if you're not looking at it. It's like, this is a freaking joke.
Oh, my God. I thank you for even thinking about me. That's why I told people we have to be like the Sankofa. You know, all these salons and stuff that's out here, and this person and that person, and they are all these experts. They got started from the Institute of Ancestral Braiding, Naturally Isis. These people that have sprung up all over the city, the state, and these little towns, they got their start from someone who was passionate about this movement. And it is a movement, but I thank you for, you know, just thinking about me, because that's what I do. I think about those that have gone before me, because I know that I'm standing tall because I'm standing on their shoulders. You know, and I know that people got to know that they have these businesses, because the Institute of Ancestral Braiding has been here since 1980. You do the math. I think that's about 3 decades. So, this whole thing with the Sisters of Isis products, I wanted to kind of do it like Mary Kay, direct sales. So if you're thinking about doing it, all you have to do is come up with a certain amount of units that you want to sell, and you can get the units for $6, and that way you can make 100% profit on it. So, I want our people to come up. You know, I I can work that out with my first 100 people that want to sell the Sisters of Isis product. Y'all want to sell the Sisters of Isis, put them on the street? That's the stuff we should be hustling on the street. You know, we alchemists, yes, but we don't have to be selling the wrong stuff on the street. We need stuff that's going to grow our hair, stuff we can, you know, take pride in selling. So y'all want to be business owners out there, just check me out, naturallyisis@yahoo.com. Shoot me an email or, you know, go to my website, naturallyisis.com.
And if you want your hair to smell good, that's the thing sometimes too. Some of these products that some of you make, they don't smell good. Hey, that's one thing, but you get it. It doesn't have an unpleasant smell. At least, like I made a joke when I first, because I posted an Instagram picture when I first did the product and stuff, and I actually took a picture of you actually had like 4 young ladies that actually had hairstyles you did back in June 1st of last year. And I remember I jokingly said on my Instagram post, I was like, man, this smells so good, I can almost eat it.
That's right. Smells so good you can eat it. And my products, you can. When you look at the products over the counter, you have to read all of the ingredients. And if it has a whole lot of ingredients in it and stuff that you can't even, you know, articulate, and you don't know what they are, you probably are putting trash in your strands on your hair. So that's what I like about the Sisters of Isis products, because you can actually ingest it, nothing but herbs and oils and natural scents. So.
All right. Well, people, there you go. You learned it right here. And also, too, I also know it's on our page. You can also learn from the Institute of Ancestral Braiding. You can go to her class. You can go to her website. It will tell you how to do that as well. So, supporter, I'm all about supporting black business all day, every day. And, wow, we got somebody called in. See, people be sneaking in. calling in.
Somebody's
okay,
calling in? Okay.
Yep. We got right now getting ready. Okay, this person's from, if I'm not mistaken, my second power say the N-O.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Mm-hmm. Who we got?
How you doing? This is Mr. Norman Hall from CJ Management Music Group. I actually was calling in to say thank you to one of your representatives, and that's Lady Flavor, but after, you know, hearing that, because she does a lot of support for our artists, but after hearing what you guys are talking about, I'm intrigued. I'm definitely intrigued, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I wouldn't mind doing a little bit of that or posting that on my webpage as well, you know, because that sounds like a good product, and I really want my wife to use it too, because she's using all these products with different things in it, and, you know, like you said, stuff that you cannot articulate.
Yeah.
I like how you said that too, by the way. So besides what I was calling originally for, I'm definitely interested, so I'm going to, I got my pen right here in front of me, and I'm going to take that website down. But on the same token, again, I just wanted to say thank you for what you guys do, for what this block, what this is all about. I mean, it's promoting different things as well as people's music and things of that nature as well. And I'm loving this, man. And I'm so happy that I'm in an era of networking like this, because it presents a lot of opportunity for a lot of people.
I should.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
First of all, let me get your website. I got my pen in my hand, and I'm ready to write it down. Can you give it to me?
Yes, naturallyisis.com. And that's naturally
Isis.
The L. Mm-hmm. Isis, naturallyisis.com.
All right. I'm loving this. And my artist's name is Tides 504. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram. He's on all of that. And our webpage is called, and it's a long one, you guys. So, look, when I created this, I wasn't thinking, okay? It's actually called www.cjmanagementmusicgroup.llc. I know, you didn't get that.
CK Management Music Group.
It's CJ Management.
Oh, CJ,
Yes, sir. CEEJAY Management Music Group.com. But listen. There's a simpler way of checking out my artists if you ever have the time, and that's artists. It's artistecard.com/tides, T-I-D-E with a Z, because he's so fresh and so clean. How y'all like that? I love that. And again, my name is Norman, and keep on doing what you guys are doing. I'm loving this. I'm gonna be supporting. You know, I'm gonna be doing everything I can to help promote. You know, because this is very powerful, and anything that's natural, I'm definitely down with it. See, I came to promote my artist, and you got me promoting you. I love this.
That's what the show's all about, Miss. You know, and I thank you, and Isis, I thank you again for coming through, because, I thank you too, man, because of Mr. Norman, because a lot of people don't realize that's what radio should be about. Like, you know, instead of just telling me how to twerk and how to do the stanky leg or whatever, we need to get back to where we're empowering one another and telling each other how to live each other's lives better, and giving us the information to be able to do so. So I definitely appreciate you for coming to support, and I appreciate you, Isis, for, you know, coming through the show, because, like you see, you never know who's going to call in. And if there's one person is touched, then it means you did something right.
Absolutely. And don't y'all forget about the parade now, because we have a concert.
Oh, I'm
going to
be at the parade.
The 31st. We have a concert leading to the parade. Erica Badu is going to be our grand marshal. We want children. We need churches. We still need volunteers. We need people to go out there and press that donate button at the isisproject.co, and we need the community to come out here so that we can bring recognition to the self-esteem of our babies and set them high on a pedestal and let them know how much we love and appreciate them. We appreciate their hair. We appreciate how God made them. Also, we want to bring recognition to small businesses as well. A lot of the small businesses and entrepreneurs don't get recognition, and we want to recognize our small business, so we're looking for vendors. And also, we want to talk about economic liberty across the country. So
I don't mean to interrupt you, but where is this show located? Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Martin Luther King. The parade starts September the 6th at MLK, the same route as the Martin Luther King parade. But if we can't do the route, because I think there's a lot of construction, we're going to do Grand, Lamar and Grand. But anyway, it's going to be in the southern sector of Dallas. It starts at 10 a.m. Then we go over to Pan-African Connection at 5:30 that evening and put on a big concert. We have a pre-parade concert, too, on the 31st. Of August. So your artist is welcome to be a part of that concert. The AIDS Foundation is promoting and supporting this. Yeah, there are sponsors, the AIDS Foundation, and we want to do some AIDS testing out there. You know, just kind of love our community. And this community development project is not mine. It's for everybody. It's yours,
it's
really.
For everybody.
We want to be
cool
in our own community.
Listen to this. Man, this is so powerful. I mean, God is good all the time. I tell you, look at how this is happening here, and I'm loving this. I mean, it's kind of difficult for me. I'm kind of old school, so I just want to know. I like to give my business number out, and Isis, if it's any way possible, Isis, that you could call my business number and leave the information that you're talking about on my phone, because like I said, because I'm writing it down, but, you know, it's kind of, I don't have my secretary, nothing like that with me, so it's kind of difficult.
I'm about to text you now. Is it the number you called in from?
Oh, man, you got that. Well, check this out. That's my private number, too. Yes, give it to me. Take it. It's the number that I'm calling you from. That's actually my private number. That's not my business number, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
You know, as long as that number is not given out to no one else, please text me all that information. Please do, because I'm so interested in this. I'm so interested, and I'm going to be going on this, all the social networks that I have, and I'm going to be pushing. I honestly am, because see, I'm a father as well, and I have beautiful daughters, and I
want them in the parade. They got to be on the float. They got to be on the natural children's float. There's going to be so many beautiful floats. They got to be on the float.
Y'all got me excited. See, I'm in New Orleans right now. My aunt is in California. Yes. So that means you got to come out here too, Isis.
I have to do it. Snap your finger and I'm there. I'm the genie in the bottle. I go everywhere.
Oh, my God.
All you have to do is
snap
your finger and
I'm there. This is beautiful. This is, and my brother, Mr. Hope, what is your name, sir?
My name is Steady J, man. C to the E to the D to the D to the Y to the J.
Please text me all this stuff. Please text me all this stuff, man, because I'm, you know, when you talk to a lot of different people, it's like some people say they're going to do things and they don't follow up and stuff like that, and that's how things kind of get put in the back burner. I don't want this to be put in the back burner. I want this to be in the forefront. I want to be able to help push this. I don't even care. If my artist is a part of it, that's beautiful. I'd love for that to happen. But your calls and what you're doing, oh, my God, y'all don't understand. Y'all got a brother excited here. you got a brother excited. Now I'm not going to be able to go to sleep. I'm going to be on this internet doing this grinding thing that I do on a daily basis. And I'm telling you, please text me. I'm about to hang up. It's been a pleasure talking with you guys, and please send me that information. Don't tell me you're not going to send it to me, or you're going to send it to me and you don't, because I'm going to be calling you every day to make sure I get it.
Oh, I already sent it to you. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, man. Like,
that's
I already
right.
sent it to
right.
you. I'm two steps ahead of you.
Man, that's beautiful. And Isis, you keep doing your thing, sweetie, and I'm loving your drive. I'm loving all of this. You guys have a good night. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And again, the name of the company is CJ Management Music Group, LLC. And while you texting me this, I'm going to text all that information back to you. You can check out my website. All let's check out my artist. He's a bad boy.
And, all right, man.
You know, God bless y'all. I appreciate what y'all are doing, and you definitely have my support, and I will be donating and everything else. So y'all have a good night. I'm going to be listening to the show throughout the night, and I'm about to get on my grind.
All right. We appreciate you for calling in, man.
All right, my brother. All right, you take care now, and Isis, I will talk with both of you guys soon, okay?
Okay, can I get the number, please?
Yes, you can get it. Well, you can get the private number now. Now, this is going to be on the air? Hold up.
Oh, you want to do it?
Oh, so, yes, so give your business number on the air.
Okay.
My number. Hey, what about my number? 214-329-3820.
Okay, 214-329-3820. And that's Isis.
All right.
I got the number. I'm going to lock you in. And my brother, you got my private number. If there's a way you can, well, I can just text you my private number, but you got my private number, brother. You lock that number in, because I'm going to be keeping in contact with you as well.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling in.
No, it's an honor for me to call you guys, man. I really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good night. I talk with you soon.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.
All right.
You see what you're doing. You got to keep doing what you're doing, man. You know what? You got to be at that parade, too. I want to see you at that parade now. You need to probably be streaming live or something. Catch the parade and catch a couple of the entertainers and, you know, just come out and have fun with
them. I might have to pick you up on that. That's something I might have to take you up on.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure enjoyed myself. People should go to my website, NaturallyIsis, at yahoo.com, and that's the email site to email me any questions, anything they want to know. NaturallyIsis.com is where they can find out about the school, the product, the parade, and they can go to isisproject.co and donate their $10. We're looking for people to put their money into the community, and we have done this for 3 years. This is our fourth year, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So come on, Dallas. If y'all want this to be a continuum in our development of economic liberty and collective work and responsibility, we want to see y'all come together and pull these dollars together for this parade, or else we're going to have to take it out, Texas. And go where they love us. You got to go where you grow. And we're trying to grow in Dallas, but y'all going to have to come on and help me, because it ain't my parade. It's our parade.
All right. Y'all heard it, man. Definitely supporting. And shoot, if y'all miss any parts of the show, even you want to catch the stuff you may have missed, y'all know how you can check it out. Go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. CEDDY, that is J. Look for the episode that says, that has Life That Does Live, Natural Stylist Isis. That will take you straight to her, and you can listen to the show and catch up wherever you miss it. Again, Isis, I thank you for coming through the show, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure and my honor. Thank you so much. Good night.
All right, y'all. We rerolling on our reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do. No matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy Teddy J. We out. Peace.